Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches. Kol Shosu Chachom Lasses by Lushus Ram, Mosel Lasses by Lechotu Shenimu Revis. All these Tachshitim that we saw in the previous Sifim, they can't go into Lushus Ram. You also cannot go into a Chotu that does not have an Erev. Chutz Mikovul Ulpeya Nochis. The exception to the rules is a Kovul and a Peya Nochis. Kovul is some type of woolen hair covering woman used to have. It says that these were permitted, that she should not be looked unfavorably by her husband. What's this pei nachas? Some hair that's not from her body that she intertwines with her own hair. There's a more stringent opinion that says that now are you not going to a chotzer that doesn't have an erev with these tachshitim, but even in your house you're not going to go with him. Because you may go out with him. So the second opinion says that except for those two exceptions, everything else, she's not allowed to wear even her house. The third opinion is that everything is permitted, even the chotzer, even if it doesn't have an erev, as long as it has mechitzas. This is all midin haGemara. Nowadays, no shetidim no good losses b'chot tachshitim. Women nowadays wear tachshitim. And we're not concerned about all the shoshes. Maybe she'll take it off and carry. The question is, why not? So we have a few hesberim. Number one is, maybe they're wrong, but we have no control over them, and therefore it's better not to bring up the topic, so they shouldn't be amazing. Second explanation, The second explanation is that today, that in many places, in most places, they don't have a full-fledged Rishus Rabbim. The worst situation is that the Rishus is considered a Kamalist. So they say that these women rely on opinions that as long as you're not going to Rishus Rabbim, there's no Isser to wear the jewelry. Ramah brings the third Shita. Says there's sociological differences between nowadays and the time of the Gemara. Time of the Gemara, they put on the jewelry only on Shabbos. And Mela, this is a special time to wear the jewelry. There's a chash, she'll take it off, show it to a friend, and carry it. But now the woman wear jewelry all week long. There's not a chash, now she'll take it off and show her friend, because nothing out of the ordinary. Continues the Mechaber. We learned before that in places where only men go out with signet rings and only women go out with regular rings, so if the woman goes out with a signet ring and a man goes out with a regular ring, it's considered carrying, and she's a deraisa. So such a case, Abba Kamalas is also even Shuster Abana is also, because that's the Ikar Issa. And that's the field you've done. Anything that's Issa deraisa to carry, we don't have these atayim. It's all for Tachshit and the Ikar Adin Amuta, just as Chazal made a Gzeira, and therefore there are leniencies in the Gzeira, or at least the we're Seimach on the leniencies. Those that say that nowadays men go out with a tabas, a ring that does not have a signet on it, therefore it's considered like a tachshit jewelry for them, and they can go out with them on Shabbos. So if he's the Efshad, the Kivan, Shenogu Afshav, Anoshim, Losses, with Tabas, Sheishim, Lachoisim, Arelem, Tachshit, Vishari. And based on this, also a woman in a place where the women go out with signet rings, they can wear them on Shabbos also, because it's like a tafshin, it's not like carrying something. So when it comes to going out with needles, whatever is normal to use for holding up their hair coverings and the like, she can go out, but they shouldn't put on extra needles, because that's considered carrying. We don't have to be afraid they're not going to listen to us, because the extra ones they don't need, they will listen to us and not wear those ones. Mishabu brings from Akiva Eger, though, that says that a Baal Nefesh, a person who is more makbid, is a man, should not wear a ring in a place where there's no Erev. He should not rely on the Svar, that today it's considered normal behavior to wear a ring.